This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations says well over 100,000 people are leaving the Turkish military offensive in Syria. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
As fighting continues in at least one Syria town and a heavy bombardment rains down on another, officials say at least 130,000 people have been displaced, with many more likely to be on the move as the Turkish offensive progresses. Meanwhile, the local Kurdish-led administration warns of a humanitarian disaster as aid and service delivery to northern Syria is hampered by the fighting. Turkish airstrikes, artillery shells and intense clashes have reached as far as 19 miles south of the Turkish-Syria border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, AP's Julie Walker reports Defense Secretary Mark Esper says President Trump has ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south.
Esper tells CBS it's faced the nation. The conflict between Turkish forces and U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters had become untenable for the U.S. military. That led Trump to direct what Esper calls a deliberate withdrawal of American troops from the north. Esper says the forces were not ordered to leave Syria entirely. Esper isn't saying how many U.S. troops will leave the north, but he does say they represent most of the 1,000 troops in Syria. Esper also says the U.S. believes the Kurds are about to cut a deal with the Syrian army and Russia to enable a counterattack against Turkey and its Syrian proxy forces. I'm Julie Walker.
As the situation deteriorates, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on ABC's This Week says that Turkey is on notice. The U.S. is prepared to impose sanctions.
We are ready to go on a moment's notice to put on sanctions. And as I've said, these sanctions could be starting small. They could be maximum pressure, which would destroy the Turkish economy.
And again, that's U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking on ABC's This Week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan held talks Sunday with leaders in Iran to formally begin a diplomatic offensive. He says is aimed at defusing the escalating tensions with Saudi Arabia and the United States. Khan told a joint news conference after his meeting with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani that Islamabad will do its utmost to prevent a conflict between the two Islamic countries. Poland's governing right-wing party won Sunday's general election. That's according to exit polls. The Law and Justice Party won 239 seats in parliament with just under 44% of the vote. The party has support for raft of welfare measures, but its detractors criticize the party's attacks on gay rights and plans to reform the justice system. Weekend protests in Hong Kong were smaller and more peaceful than previous demonstrations. We get more from VOA's Anita Powell.
Fighting for peace. Protests have shaken Hong Kong for nearly 4 months, with growing tensions and violence. But this weekend's protests, the 19th week in a row, were smaller than the previous actions and largely peaceful, with only scattered reports of tear gas, arrests, and clashes with police. Thousands of people marched through the Mong Kok shopping district Saturday, and some protesters vandalized pro-China businesses. But the crowd was largely peaceful and included parents with young children and elderly Hong Kongers who acted as human shields between police and protesters. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
The Japanese government has sent thousands of soldiers and rescue workers to save stranded residents and the destruction left by typhoon. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
It was time to clean up in Tokyo on Sunday after Japan's worst typhoon in more than 60 years swept out to sea, leaving behind blue skies and a trail of destruction. Some 27,000 members of Japan's self-defense forces and rescue workers were sent to save residents stranded by Typhoon Hagibis in the central Nagano prefecture and elsewhere. The storm has left large swathes of low-lying land in central and eastern Japan underwater, has cut power to almost 500,000 homes. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has offered his condolences to the families of those killed and said the government was working to save people's lives and property.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Somali officials say seven people were wounded after a mortar attack by al-Shabaab militants hit the area around Mogadishu Airport on Sunday. The mortars landed on the heavily guarded area of the airport that houses the African Union and United Nations mission in Somalia. Witnesses told VOA that six mortars were fired. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.